Okay, so just for those that are listening online, if you're looking to the second half of Women in Kaddish, it was on last week's share. Some people asked me about it. It wasn't labeled properly. But if you want to know the second half about Women in Kaddish, was on last week's share, where we talked about Tefillah Bebeis Aval. So if anyone's looking for that, that's where it is. Okay, so we left off last week. We were discussing the shailos that come up when you daven at a Bebeis Aval. Obviously, these are shailos that are going to be quite often and sadly quite common, but we have to get a handle on what you should expect, what you should be aware of. Not the Aval. We're not talking about the Avelin for the most part. We're talking about you're just attending the Bebeis Aval as a favor. Right, the people that are at the minyan. The Avelim have their own complex rules. We'll talk a little bit about the halachas about the Avelim, but that's not really my agenda. My agenda is for the outsider who's coming to make the minyan, you know, the neighbor, the friend, the cousin, what is he should be aware of. So if we remember, we talked a little bit last week, we were discussing tachron. That's what we started with, was the tachron issue. So this is always the perk of getting people to come to Beis Aval. On Monday and Thursday, you tell me, if you come to the Beis Aval, you don't have to say tachron. So we pointed out from the Mishnah Berurah that it's not so pashut. At least the Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced.
Here, but it seems counterintuitive. You would think that maybe you say
tachron. Exactly. So we tried to figure out, we saw two opposite reasons why you don't say tachron in the Beis Aval. We pointed it out that in Shulchan Aruch it actually lumps Beis Aval together with Sheva Brachas, which are the most opposite experiences possible. So we spoke about that. But one of the reasons that Mr. Brewer goes with is because he says the Midas Hadin is very strong in a Beis Aval, and you don't want to add to it. I mean, Tachron has to do with Midas Hadin, and you want to stay away from anything like that. The question does come up, which Mr. Brewer deals with, and the Aruch HaShulchan deals with it even more, is what happens when you get home? Good, you had the Beis Aval. Good, you did your chesed for the day. Now you go home. Do you say tachron? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah number 12 on the sheet that says Tfilas be Beis Aval. So if you look over there, number 12, the Mishnah Berurah discusses. So that's a question. It might depend on why you're not saying tachron. Is there no siba to say tachron, or it's a technical problem in a Beis Aval? You can't say tachron because it's not the right. Right. So bris could be the siba of the simcha patters it. So you're part of the simcha. But here's not the pshat that there's a p'tuah. Pshat is, we don't want you saying this tefillah, because in this situation, this house, there's like this, you know, bad aura. So we're going to come back to that. We'll be negeh, b'lined, if we talk about halal in a Beis Aval, that's where it's also going to be negeh. If you don't say halal in a Beis Aval, what happens when you leave? So we'll have to see if we get to that chair also. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah writes very quickly, number 12, he says, v'afilu achash yotzmi beisei ein tzarech lemer tachanun. Even after you leave the house, you don't have to say tachanun. Why? Because mikayim miyad achat tefillah shemen esrei kanal b'reish asimin. Because tachanun has a special place. It's supposed to be said after shemen esrei. So now that you finish, you don't say it. Avu v'hu rachum, yeim rachak kach b'beisei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu rachum, you could say later. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you go, say this is the whole backfires. You thought you were going to get out of saying tachanun, so you went on Monday, Thursday, and then you find out that you got to go home and say the long v'hu rachum anyways. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, no, maybe not. He says, v'yesh mekilim. No, there are those that are mekel, but that also. Then he continues, v'yinei kozet davka be'beis ovel einamim tachanun. That's only if you're actually in the Beis Ovel. Aval kisha ovel mispal be'beis haknesses. Let's say you have a situation where sometimes you can't get a Beis Ovel, so the ovel has to go to shul. We spoke about a little bit this last week, how much is he allowed to, he should try to limit the amount of traveling, but sometimes the ovel has to drive. He has to come to shul. So then says the Mishnah Berurah, different rules. Or, ay be'beis achar, if it's in a different house. Einat tzibah nigrar achrof. Then the tzibah doesn't get dragged based on him. V'ayimim tachanun. And then we would say tachanun. But the Aval himself, he's still not going to say tachron. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if the Aval shows up to shul, or the Aval goes to a third house, let's say, for example, the Aval sitting shiva in this house, and he's having a minyan in another house. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that's no longer a Beis Aval. Even though the Aval is in this house, but it's not called the Beis Aval. The Beis Aval is a place where they're either, again, we learned this last week also, a Beis Aval is either a place where the person died, that's one way to make something a Beis Aval, or if where they are actively sitting shiva. But if you have a house designated just for minyanim, let's say, for example, a person sitting shiva and there's no room for minyanim. So he sits shiva and he owns three houses on the block. Okay? So one house he has, you know, for sitting shiva, and the other house he has designated just for minyanim. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that's not going to exempt them from tachron. Even though the Avelim are all there, but it's not considered a Beis Aval. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So if you take a look over at number 15 in the Aruch HaShulchan.
Is that part of tachron?
It's connected. It's a special tefillah, really. It's really a special tefillah.
It's interesting because we would always learn that from Shlomo Esrei, you shouldn't be masked.
Right. Correct. We talked about it.
Ashkenaz, as we are here in Yom Yisrael, right. You say Urachim, then you say
Tachanun. Right. So Urachim is definitely Mesiachis somewhat to Tachanun, but it's really a tefillah more about Monday and Thursday than it is about Tachanun, because we say Tachanun every day, but Urachim is only on Monday and Thursday. Now, if you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, just to mix things up a little bit, the Aruch HaShulchan number 15, he writes like this. He says, Ulechein lo yom shum tchina, v'loy mizma yancha eshem yom tzara. Another thing to keep in mind, which is also irony at its best, you don't say La Matzeach in a Beis Aval. Which again, you'd also argue. What do you mean? Lam Matzeach. Yan Hashem b'yom tzara. This is a yom tzara. So that's why we don't say Lam Matzeach in a beis avol. V'loy v'hu rachum a beis v'hed. You don't say v'hu rachum on Monday and Thursday. V'chol ze lo yomu lo yavelim v'lo yamispalim shom kol shivas yemei avel. Not the avelim and not the attendees. V'amispalim shom kishayechum misham v'beisim yomu v'hu rachum. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no, he disagrees. He says that when you go back home, you do have to say v'hu rachum. Avol nefilas apayim lo yomu v'beisim, but not nefilas apayim. So we have a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that on Monday, Thursday, when you get back home, you have to say v'hu rachum. Mishnah Berurah says, really you should, but he writes a lashon, you know, v'yesh mekilim. People are makel with that. I don't know what people practically do. I think they just do yesh mekilim. I don't know if they know that that's the right thing to do, or they just figured, well, if we skipped, because exactly, like by a bris, no one ever thinks, what I mean, we skipped it in shul, I should say when I get home, so people think the same thing in the beis avol. But here we do have, at least the Aruch HaShulchan writes mefurish, and the Mishnah Berurah really thinks that way also, it sounds like, that really you should say v'hu rachum when you get back home.
We're splitting
v'hu rachum and tachlin. Yeah, we're saying tachlin you don't say when you get back home. That everyone agreed on. But v'hu rachum, we see that there is definitely a tzad that you should have to say it when you get home.
Everything except the nefilas apayim.
You'll do. Well, yeah, right. You'll just say the v'hu rachum. Right, that part.
Why is there a difference between
the two? Because the v'hu rachum doesn't have to be dafka after Shemoneh Esrei. Tachron was instituted right after Shemoneh Esrei. So it's like, over zman bota kabana. You can't make it up after you go home. But v'hu rachum. Right. They do it bedavka after Shemoneh Esrei for that exact reason.
So it's a different reason. Nothing to do with the base of it.
Correct. For v'hu rachum.
Practically, technically speaking, it's got to be right then.
Right.
Does the Gemara say that if you do it later, you should be mafsik?
Right.
They try to get him to be mafsik, tell the brother.
Right. So
that doesn't mean you can't say that.
Right. So here these poskim are assuming, they're assuming that there's no more reason to say it. But both Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan both said that. So that seems not to be up for discussion. But then it gets better.
Rabbi, not that this is a surprise. I never heard of this halacha, and for whatever reason, last week, I was speaking to the Rebbe. And they said, I went to the Beis Avol, you know, and didn't say tachanun. With a smile, it was on Monday. He says, David, I hate to tell you. You really have to say tachanun. In other words, I said, Rebbe, I'm so sorry I wasn't
in conversation
with you. But he said, interestingly enough, by the bris, you don't have to.
Right. Because it's so he's assuming like the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. There you go. Maaser Rav. Okay, yeah, there we go. So he assumes like the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah writes Yesh Mekilim.
Seems the way Mishnah Berurah also.
Right. It sounds like Mishnah Berurah thinks you should also do it.
Right.
So Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, next time a person goes to Beis Avol on Monday, Thursday, he should come back and say v'hu rachum. But then the Aruch HaShulchan writes this. V'zehu hakol kishiyesh oval sham. That's only if there's an oval there. We learned last week, oval can even be a child, sadly, or a woman. But someone's got to be sitting shiva. Sometimes you go to a Beis Avol, there's no one sitting shiva. It's an interesting thing. Again, a woman counts. We saw that already last week. Women count for sinning shiva. Avla mispal, but makam shemes adam. What happens if you just die in the place where they died? Remember, we learned last week, there's a big Indian to have a minion in the place where someone died. Then, the ein sham oval, yoimur hako. The Mishnah Berurah also argues, the Mishnah Berurah had a tzad from the Eliyahu Rabbah, who said maybe not. The Eliyahu Rabbah had a possibility that even if you're having a minion in the house where the person died, but there's no avelim. The avelim all living on the other side of the world. No one's sitting shiva in the house. This is just the house where the guy died. So Mishnah Berurah quoted the Eliyahu Rabbah who said, maybe in that case you also shouldn't say tachron. Here the Aruch HaShulchan says, absolutely not. If there's no one sitting shiva actively, no din of a base avol. Then he writes over here, v'chein ha'ovo kishyosh beis ha'knesses, if the ovo's sitting in shul, lo yishayich kolze obotel legabe beis ha'knesses, de'ein shayich likrashon beis ovo kemuvon, v'rak hu ba'atzmei lo yoymer. That's an interesting thing we should be aware of. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that if, let's say, for example, the ovo is going to shul, so then the ovo skips tachron. He's
sitting shiva,
meaning he's coming to the shul's minion.
It's not like the Bible.
Exactly.
He's actually sitting shiva. The Rebbe's had shiva in the shul.
Right, no. Right, he means that he's coming to the minyanim. Right, normally we learn that you have a minion.
But what if he's sitting shiva in the shul? Does that make it?
No, still not going to be. So here's the interesting. So then the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that even, so again, let's say you show up to shul, again, it doesn't happen so much in our neighborhoods, but it happens in other communities where the avil comes to shul. So you got to know what to do. So according to what we're learning, if the Avol shows up to shul, so the Avol himself will not say tachron, but everyone else will. But the Gesher Chaim has a trick over here. The Gesher Chaim says, well, depends if the Avol is davening for the Amr. Says the Gesher Chaim, number 16, the next line, he writes, but im Avol, ba'al basic neses ha'kar ve'el of the spalsham, if the Avol comes to shul to daven, the closest shul, so we already saw from Rav Moshe, he should really try to go to the closest shul. He shouldn't start being like, well, I really like this shul that's, you know, a 2-hour drive, and he gets in the car and drives with that. I go to the closest shul, you know, assuming it's Orthodox, and just daven there, right? So he writes, yeshoimim lahakel shoy loy metachem. Some people say you don't say tachem, which is not the opinion of both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. V'yesh lachriya, says the Gesher Chaim, the way he comes out is like this. Shebe'ima ovel hu ashatz, if the ovel's going down for the omid, then ein oimim gam atzibar tachanan. So according to the Gesher Chaim, he makes a pshara. He says it depends. If the ovel's down for the omid in shul, he doesn't say tachanan, he schleps everyone along with him. If he's just showing up to the minyan and he's just a attendee, then he won't say tachanan, but everyone else will say tachanan.
Is that how we pass
it? Doesn't sound like that. Not from the Aruch HaShulchan, or from the Mishnah Berurah.
I didn't doubt it, actually. Just in a shul, in Israel, the ovel happened to be
down from shul. Look at
that. And he davened the yomim, but if a tachman, he sat down, somebody else went up.
So that's what they do sometimes also. They switch bali. Right, they switch bali tefillah for that part, and this way they circumvent the whole problem. But according to the Gesher Chaim, he holds, if he is the one who's continuing the davening, then he would pot to everyone else. It does not sound like that from the Aruch HaShulchan, nor from the Mishnah.
What's the difference between...
Because there's something in this house that is more negative. There's mesuchas adin in the house. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so let's go now to the next page. We'll go through some of the different parts of the davening to see what we skip and what we don't skip. Now, the truth is today, Baruch Hashem, we have the invent of the Siddur, and the Siddur now became art scroll, became our, you know, I love when people show me, like, they're making a shayla, be a dyke in the nusach of an art scroll, what to be machriya, what's art scroll said it this way, art scroll said it that way. Art scroll said whatever they told them to write, right? So, how much you can be a dyke, I don't know, but let's go through some of the halachas. So if you take a look over number 17 in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yeridei writes, remember we had a different shir where we quoted from the Chazinish. Chazinish said the Pisrei Tshuva is the Pesach Achra. Whatever Pisrei Tshuva says, that's what we follow. Okay, that's what the Chazinish writes. So the Pisrei Tshuva writes over in number 17 on page 2. He says, I am a Tshuva Zichron Yitzchok Shekosev the Ovel B'tfilo Asoi Kol Shiva, and Ovel in his davening all Shiva, Lo Yoyma Pita Makatoris V'Seda HaKarbonis. He does not say Pita Makatoris for those who davenus or Svart, and he does not say any of the Karbonis. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva writes. No, Pita Makatoris?
No, in
Kabbalah. Oh, I was talking about the end of davening. Right. I was talking about in the Kabbalah, you say, right. Okay. So let's take a look. So we'll see that this is somewhat Niskabal Alocha, somewhat not Niskabal Alocha. But this is what the Pisrei Tshuva says. Now, if you take a look at the Mata Ephraim.
And what's the reason for that?
So it might have something to do with the fact that Kabbalah might be a form of Torah, possibly.
Of Torah?
Yeah, because Karbanos are psukim in the Torah, and perhaps... So we're going to have to see. It's not so simple. So let's take a look at number 18 for a second. Matta Ephraim. Says the Matta Ephraim, Ovel also lotzis mibeis lichronos abeisek nesis. Loi mas slichas im atzibur. Ovel is not allowed to leave his house to go to shul to say slichas with the tzibur. Afilu achas sh'avru shloshes im aveils, even after 3 days of aveils passed. V'afilu b'yom rishon shal slichas, even the first day of slichas, because as we know, we spoke about this every year, Yom Neroim time, there's a special Indian to say slichas on the first day. V'av alpi sh'holchem b'idlal, even though they go at night, which means it's not so much, it's not like a whole big deal, it's not like the streets are packed and it's a party, people just go at night to say slichas. Avu mutu loyma slichas b'beisei b'yochad, he can say slichas alone. Oishi yasif asar l'beisei, he could have 10 people say slichas in the house. So the Matta Ephraim says basically very clearly that Slichas is recited at a Beis Ovel. So if you're thinking of going to a Beis Ovel to skip out on Slichas, think again, it's not going to get you too far. But here's the question. What about the Tachanun that's recited at the end of Slichas? We all know that at the end of Slichas we recite Tachanun. At least, you know, not all Slichas, meaning only the Slichas that we have, let's say, before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Slichas, let's say, on Asar B'Teves, that would just flew right back into regular davening. So, which Mistama he wouldn't say. But what about, let's say, the slichas that we say before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. So that slichas concludes with tachanun. So we just learned that in the base of it, we say slichas. What about that tachanun? So we know you're not going to say the tachanun of Shacharis because that's what we learned in Shoharach. What about the tachanun post slichas? So he doesn't say the Matta Ephraim. He doesn't talk about it. So if you take a look over number 19.
Why would the reason be any different?
So the question is, what's that tachanun about? So that tachanun is a very interesting tachanun. That tachanun, right, we always point out that every Rosh Hashanah is unique. Every Rosh Hashanah, no matter what time you daven, so you'll say slichas, you'll say tachanun at the end of slichas, and you won't say tachanun by shachris. Why is that? So the real reason is because it used to be, they used to say slichas very early in the morning. And by the time they finished slichas, it still wasn't yet Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was still the night before Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. So they said tachanun. But by the time you're davening Shacharis, Shacharis is already Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that's why there was such a discrepancy. And that's the same problem if you daven the early slichas. This is another issue we've always talked about. If you daven the early slichas on Matzah Shabbos, you can't really say tachanun because you can't say tachanun until after Chatzos. That's one of the reasons why people don't like doing the early slichas. So what is that tachanun about? It's not typical davening. It's connected to slichas. So Shmuel Kamenetsky has a chiddush over here. Number 19, he writes...
Isn't slichas supposed to be parallel with
Shmoneh Esrei, exactly. Exactly. So is that so different? So what status do we give to that tachanun in a base oval? Would you say it's like the shachris tachanun that we would omit, or we'd say it's slichas tachanun that we don't omit? That's the question. So Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted number 19 as saying, this is in the Sefer Kovetz Halachas on Yom Neroim, he writes, Ach oim moiv rebbe shlita deniro doha de'in oim slichas viduyim beveis ovel, that we omit slichas and vidin beveis ovel, hanu dafka betvila shachos amincha hakavu mechoyim. That's the daily tachanun. Avo tachanun shebeslichas she'eina meseda ha'tvila kavua, shaper domi la'omra beveis ovel. So Shmuel Kamenetsky has a big chiddush. He thinks that if you go to a Beis Avol before Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to say Slichas, you're going to say Tachanun at the conclusion of the Slichas, and then you won't say Tachanun by the Davin.
Even if it's during the day.
Even, right. Not like we had by Rosh Hashanah. Why? And these are his words, at least the way he's quoted. He's saying because that Tachanun at the end of Slichas is a different Tachanun than the Tachanun you say in Davin. It's what we call occasional Tachanun. It's based on Slichas. You know, it's not because it's the daily Tachanun. It's connected to the Slichas. So since you're saying Slichas, you say the Tachanun. So he writes, "V'reishi shekosef kain hagoyin marsham." That was also the opinion of the marsham in his classical sefer, the Das Torah. The marsham was Reb Shalom Shadron. Right? Everyone thinks of he was the grandfather of the other Reb Shalom Shadron. You pick which one's more famous, but depending on what circles you run in. But Reb Shalom Shadron was the marsham. He was the Paisik Adar in the turn of the 1900s. So he writes in his sefer, in the Das Torah, he says the same thing, that if you daven in a base oval when you're saying regular slichas, you taka would say Tachanun, even though you're not going to say it in Davin. And then he writes with Ayn Shem Shehevi, Dibshas Chuz, Mari Yiksha, Shatas, Soysiras. He says, Zestir and Taz. Why? The Besimim Kufl, Amen Alf Kosov, Shein Aimim, Vuracham Beis Oval. He says, you don't say Vuracham Beis Oval. Be your day, Simishim Pedal, Mashmid Dvarv, Shaoval was man Bahab, Oibim Slichas Etzloi. It sounds like you do say Bahab. The Tiris, the Slichas, Etiknu, Leprokim, Loi, Bekeva, Kolashana, Mutu, Loi, Beis Oval. Those slichas that are occasionally, they're not part of the regular davening, they pop up occasionally, that you do say. He says, now I understand the Mat Ephraim. The Mat Ephraim never talked about the Tachanun, he just said slichas. So says Rabbi Kleinerman, the author of the Sefer, he says, oh, that's because whenever you're saying slichas, Tachanun always goes along with it, and it's posha that you do say Tachanun as well.
He doesn't really explain the
lumnus. No, not at all. He says words which we can define what the words mean. They don't really tackle the issue. What you probably have to say is that tachanun is not considered mesucha b'din. That's what you probably have to say, which is a chiddush. That tachanun is structured differently than this tachanun. What about some other slichas? So let's see.
By occasion, then how well also should.
Right. It's some combination type of svar.
Although you would think on the Erev Yom Hadin, that slichas is probably more of the din.
We would assume that all of slichas during that time of the year is you know, din related. So if you take a look in the Kolbay over here, number 20, he writes slichas. Emuto loyim slichas beis oval haprim god b'semen tofresh bidal b'soyv dvav la'ashit la'ish lavrom hit the loyim slichas beis oval. The gam lo oval loyim slichas. Even the oval can say it. The chaim b'soyv ovim. I think a topic now we're holding now in soyv ovim. So again, going to a Beis Avol to circumvent Slichas is a bad move because you're not really going to circumvent it. However, take a look at the Geshur HaChaim. Says the Geshur HaChaim Michal Chikachinsky, he says, Ein Ayim Shom Beis Avol Tachanun. We know that already. That's Halachah Shulchan Aruch. But this part is interesting. He says, Bizman Shoimim Slichas, when you say Slichas in Beis Avol, Mekatzrim Shom HaSlichas. Abridged slichas at a Beis Avol. So now already there might be an impetus to go to a Beis Avol. What's the abridge? He says, Ad Zuchar Rachamecho. You go to Zuchar Rachamecho, Medalgin Vo'imim, then you skip, and you say, Achazer Rak Gimel Hapsukim in Shema Kaleinu. Then you only say the three psukim of Shema Kaleinu, the three things we say out loud, Umafsikin, and then you stop. I am not aware of that being the accepted practice. I'm aware that if you say slichas at a Beis Avol, you say the full blown slichas. None of this chopping abridged version. Right, I'm saying sometimes you jump around slichas is a different discussion. But here it sounds like he holds in the Beis Avol, we have what we call today an abridged slichas.
Go back to the call, please.
Yeah.
What's the status of Shalvim to Tachanun?
Well, I guess they used to say some form of a slichas during Shalvim. I'm not aware of anyone that does that. I guess they maybe had some special slichas they say. Let's just run through some of the halachas that we need to know about. Number 22, the Kolboy. Pitam Akhtaris ain oimer ha'ovel. Pitam Akhtaris is not recited by the Ovel, and that's, I think, agreed by many people that no one says it either. Right? Not only does the Ovel, no one says it. Now, if you take a look at number 2 in Ezo Mekoymon, right? That's also. I'm not sure if he means during the Kabbonis or he means... Right, so then the next halacha, he says, Ezo Mekayman, lo yoyimer ha'ovo. The ovo doesn't say Ezo Mekayman. Now, Ezo Mekayman, we know, those are Mishnais. That's straight up Mishnais. Right? So he writes, V'rabim noigim shagam ha'mespal shom einam oimim. And some people say, not only does the ovo not say it, even the attendees don't say it. Achein, he says, Amel gen Avram, is involved kosev, sha'mespalim yoimru. No, those who daven, they do say it. Demash, noigim shalom re'ezim mekayim beis ovel, einin nochon. He says, this practice that became that you don't say ezim mekayim in the beis ovel is not right, v'yesh lo omroi. And you should say it. So that, no, that he sticks with. Pitamak Teres he sticks with. I'm not sure what the difference is. Right. So if you take a look, because if it seems like the way I saw it in other later Achronim, they say it slaps everyone also. Not sure why. Here it sounds like only the other. So I take a look in Rabbi Felder's Atzal's book. He quotes from, usually everything was ran by Rav Moshe. There he taka says that the Oval does not say Pitamak Teres, nor does anyone else there, but Ezo Mekomen, we do say. The Oval also says Ezo Mekomen. Which is a chiddush, because, yeah, and the answer is going to be that once it's Seder HaTfilah, it's no longer considered learning. That's always going to be the answer. So therefore, he says that that we do. Let's see number 23, the kol boy. Avinu Malkeinu. Oyimim b'Beis Avol, b'Asher Shemei Tshuva, Avinu Malkeinu, we do say in the Beis Avol. So again, going to a Beis Avol on a fast day is not going to save you any time. What about, because some people only say it during Asher Shemei Tshuva. Some communities, some shuls only say Avinu Malkeinu during Asher Shemei Tshuva, and they don't say it on a regular times. That's probably what he's getting at, I think. But Lamaisa, most of our shuls, we say it. So whenever Avinu Malkeinu is recited, it's recited at a Beis Avol also. They didn't say it.
They said like three little
Avinu Malkeinus. Some Chassidim don't say it at all. It's really based on the Minhag Agarah, really, but can't blame Chassidim on this one also. If you take a look at number 23, the call by just Kel Mole. Kel Mole, Rachamim, Ein Loimat Tfilah Zub Beis Avol Kol Shiva. But and I saw that Rabbi Felder, I think, also quotes that we could say Kel Mole in a base oval if need be. Okay, next issue.
If you have yard site and you're there,
right, so you'd be able to.
Somewhere else to get
no, so I think many people hold you could say the Kel Mole. He grounded the Kolbe is against it, but I think Rabbi Felder writes that you could say the Kel Mole in the base oval. Now let's talk about here's
what. You can't say Kel Mole in the base
again,
oval.
Maybe,
but, that would be a,
but again, always we don't want to have too much. I mean, we don't want to have too much, and negativity is not the right word, too much din taking place in the base oval. Now here's where we're going to get into an interesting conversation. How much do we compare base oval to Tisha B'Av? And Tisha B'Av is not most of our minds right now, but it's interesting. I have a Talmud of mine who's from Argentina. So in Argentina, the weather is backwards. So he told me Asar B'Teves is the hardest fast. He told me Tisha B'Av is a breeze. He said Asar B'Teves, he said it was a heat wave, Asar B'Teves. So we look at Asar B'Teves, and no one even thinks twice about Asar B'Teves. But Tisha B'Av there is mamash reversed. So they have a long night and a very short day. So I don't know when the Rabbanim get to talk about the kinnis. Because no time to do that. Maybe they do it at night. I don't know what they do there. It's interesting. But most of us are not thinking about Tisha B'Av. But there is a question, how much to be medamed Tisha B'Av to a Beis Avol? Again, there are similar. Tisha B'Av is Avelus, Beis Avol is Avelus. But in Halacha, how similar are they really? So if we take a look at number 24, in Halacha Tisha B'Av, the Torah writes, B'laylo v'chein l'yoyme v'anizayz brisi. We know in the Uvol Tzidin that we say Alel Tisha B'Av, we omit a part of that tefillah, and we don't say the words Vanizay's Brisi. Why not? So the Torah explains, Shenira Kemekayim Bris Al HaKinnis. It's like we're saying that the Bris, the treaty, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is referring to the Kinnis, which we definitely don't want it going back on that. Because you can't say the bris is referring to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Torah, and that we can't say because we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, which we had a whole share about once on a Sunday. Are you not allowed to learn Torah? Is there a big chakira on Tisha B'Av? Is the pshat that there's a Ptur Talmud Torah? Meaning, there's the one day a year you don't have to learn Torah, or avadi, we have a mitzvah to learn Torah every day, and we're just more limited to what we're allowed to learn. We discussed that once. Yeah. But the question is there really a Ptur of Talmud Torah? I mean, let's say a guy says Tisha B'Av, you know what? I'm great. I don't want to learn the Matarim Dikka things. I want to learn nothing. I want to sit back and not learn a word, and we will not hold it against you because it's the one day a year you don't have to learn. No, Vada, you have to learn every day. You're limited to what you can learn. So you have to learn the Satsug using Gittin, you have to learn Medrash Eicha, but you got to learn something. That's a Chakira that we discussed heavily on.
He said that there's probably more learning going on Tisha B'Av with all of the various.
The videos and all that. People get. Right. So let's see. So Ruzok the Tur, Avo Bebase Ovo, Yeshu Omroi. Says the Tur, but there's no reason not to say it in the base Ovo. Why? Shema Ovo Botel Hamanachmene Hivetele. Just because the Ovo can't learn Torah, the rest of us can learn Torah, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, Ruzok the Tur, there's no reason not to say that line in a base Ovo. If you take a look at number 25, on the top side, he quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, Aval Vaniza is Brisi Oimer. We do say Vaniza is Brisi in a base oval, but Vein Oimim Sham Hala, we don't say Hala in a base oval. So the Magen Avraham is assuming, like the Tor, that in a base oval we do say Vaniza is Brisi. How?
The Ovel doesn't say it, right?
The Ovel might not say it,
right?
Ah, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Okay. Says the Gesher Achayim. No, I don't think so. No, it's only for the mace. Oh, so we'll have that maybe by Halal. We'll see such a svara like that. So take a look in the Gesher Achayim. Ve'einayim sham keler chapayim. Ve'loy la matzeach ve'einayim v'anizesh brizi. Okay, Gesher Achayim. That's why everyone knows about it, because of the Gesher Chaim. But it's not what it says in Magen Avraham, it's not what it says in Torah. But as I said, the Gesher Chaim. The Gesher Chaim writes, we talk, don't say, Vaniza is Brisi in the Beis Ovel. Is that the way Archko Pasmas in the Siddur also, I think? Okay. He Pasmas after the Gesher Chaim. Ah, now is a big Shaila about Kaddish Teskabel in the Beis Ovel. What's the Shaila? So in one of the journals that they print a journal called the Torah Vahira. So in this journal, they have a piece from Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe writes the following, number 27. Bidover Teskabel Bekaddish Acha Kol Tefillah. What's the issue with saying Kaddish Teskabel on a base level? Because everyone knows that on Tisha B'Av, we don't say Kaddish Teskabel until much later on Tisha B'Av. Definitely that night, we don't say Kaddish Teskabel. So again, we make the same tushta. Well, if we don't do it on Tisha B'Av, we're not going to do it on a base level. So we got to figure out why on Tisha B'Av don't we say Kaddish Teskabel. Says Rav Moshe, Hine Pashut Ubarer, Shetzarech Loimat Teskabel. So Rav Moshe, you have to say Kaddish Teskabel in a base level. She'in Zeh Shaykh La'Avelos. It's nothing to do with Avelis. For loy domi le tisha b'av she'en ha'im teskabel, me'acha she'omru teskabel achat tfilas ma'irif. You know why we don't say teskabel, Zog Rav Moshe? Hu mishom ha'kinnis. It's because of the kinnis that's recited. It's not because of the Avelis. Shloy shayich, zeh la'ovel, la'ovel she'mespalim, k'may b'chol Yisrael, b'chol yom yom. What does it mean? Teskabel, so Hashem accept our tfilas. Accept our kinnis. As you ask Hashem to accept. You don't want to accept the kinnis. Therefore, Zot Moshe, that doesn't make sense if you're talking about a base oval. Yeah, in a base oval, you want Hashem to accept your tefillas. Therefore, Zot Moshe, it's pashut that in a base oval, you say regular Kaddish Teskabel. Sha'af oval atzmei tzorech lo'im teskabel. Then lodon bazeh klal. So Zot Moshe, it's not even a question. It's pashut. You're supposed to say Kaddish Teskabel in a base oval. Umei oilom b'midina seinu b'Europe, lo'i ha'i bazeh safik. Says Zot Moshe, in Europe, this was not even a shayla. V'lo'i nishal dover zeh klal. Sha'i pashut l'chol. Shetzarech lo'im teskabel. So Rav Moshe, it wasn't even like a shayla, like Claire, yes, what do you do? In Europe, everyone knew that you say Kaddish Teskabel on a base oval. Av mikomoke bekanishalti ezepam, behar bishanim koidim. Says Rav Moshe, but here in America, they keep on asking me this question. Mm-hmm. So in Europe, no, everyone knew the answer. In America, everyone has, what do you do with Kaddish Teskabel? Veishavti kain, huh?
I thought he was the rabbi in Russia.
He was in Russia. I guess he's saying in Russia, at least that's everyone knew about it.
I'm saying it's because of Europe.
Right. Well, yeah, the broader Europe. Right. Rav Moshe meant his section of Europe. Right. Again, Rav Moshe wasn't in the Lithuanian part of Russia. He was much further away in Russia. But he's saying everyone knew. Then he says, "Umotzasi mefurish b'tshuvas b'kivay getinyana." Asher nitzvazel kvarashim nesein lo yasefer zeh. They didn't have it. Shegam ken kasev shehu zover pashut shalei shayach sheyala hadas ledalik teskabel. Reb Kivay writes it's pashut. Also, there's no reason to think to skip teskabel. V'chitfilos yudches shalei over lo yiskabel. Because again. What does Teskabel mean? Hashem, accept our tefillos. We just davened a beautiful davening. It happens to be in a base oval. So you're going to say, Hashem, we're not going to ask Hashem to accept our tefillos. So, Kriveger, Moshe Feinstein, he says, Aval Hashoyel Herili B'Sefer Achayim. He showed me a Sefer, Shekosov, Shaloi Loimah. Someone showed him Moshe a Sefer that says, contrary. U'makomok ha'masik she'en eklum. Dr. Moshe wasn't impressed. V'ushibush v'tos. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's a typo. It's a mistake. Moshe wasn't hearing it. Huh?
He's not right.
El shetzorech loyim et eskabel. Says Rav Moshe, va'af im be'ezim mekayim es nogush loyim et eskabel b'tishabov, kavanos af b'chol yom, even though you have some places that don't say teskabel the whole tishabov, which doesn't make sense when you're not saying the kinnis, ein lidmois ovel ozeh v'shtakei adover, v'huk et ekasafti, she'in lishol klal shaposh, Rav Moshe, whatever their issue with tishabov is not my sugya, but when it comes to ovel, Rav Moshe, shaposh, shetzorech loyim et eskabel, shemuvon, l'kuli alma hachiluk mi tishabov. So Rav Moshe says, this is not a shayla, no brainer, you gotta say kaddish teskabel. However, if you take a look in the Gesher Chaim, I guess we were talking about Europe. They want us to know how it felt like to live in Europe. Okay.
Oh, so it's not me.
No, that's freezing. That's cold. It's cold. So Zog Rav Moshe, right? So Zog the Gesher Chaim. So after we read this piece of Rav Moshe, so we say to ourselves, this is a no-brainer, Shaila. Look at the Gesher Chaim. ubenegela amirs tiskaba beisov yesh machoikis. Says the Geshachem, it's machoikis. V'roi lahanik shema ovel. So he says a pshar again. Shema ovel oivel ifnei ateva ein amit tiskaba. Zog the Geshachem, if the ovel himself down to the amid, he doesn't say tiskaba. V'me echad oivel yamit tiskaba.
What's the reason why not? You still want to be makabel the tefillah.
That was Rav Moshe's taina. So he's assuming. No, because he's assuming it has connection to Tisha B'Av, and somehow on Tisha B'Av we don't do it. So then he concludes, Ulam kayoyim noyigim shigam ovloim et eskabel. So here, Rav Michal Chikachinsky. Yeah. So here, Rav Michal Chikachinsky at least makes us all calmer. He says, but okay, today already the minig is that we always say kash eskabel, which is what Rav Moshe was screaming and yelling about. So we're on the same page here. So yes.
Maybe as far as why. Maybe he holds that Kaddish Yassam, what's the difference between Kaddish Yassam and Kaddish Shalem?
Right.
Is no Tiskabel.
Correct.
So maybe he feels that the whole Indian of a Yassam is that you shouldn't have
Tiskabel
in it.
But the problem is when you're down for the Omid, you're going to have, at the end of certain parts, you're going to have Tiskabel, right? It's hard to know.
Right.
This svara is, again, this
maybe
is like,
saying that that's
this is like a Bechotcha Kaczynski Lishitasai. You see this idea that when the Ovel davens to the Omid, he has like more of a control over the situation. He affects the status of davening more. Okay. Take a look at the Magen Avraham over here. Next big Shaila. This is the Shaila people always ask. Do you say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu in a Beis Ovel? We're working our way through the davening. Do you say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, which is really the equivalent of Birchas Kohanim? So let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, do you say Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Avol? So let's see. So if you take a look at number 29, the Magen Avraham. Right. Eidu Duchen. And Imtim Tzoloimer, how does it impact Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu? So if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, number 29, he writes, U'Birchas Kohanim, which is practically means Duchenik. Yesh Oimim Oisei b'Beis Avol. Some people say it in the Beis Avol. V'yesh Einayim Oisei. Okay, that's nice and Jewish response. Some yes, some no. Umistavro zok the Magen Avraham she'in hogel no imre. It's not right to say it. Shari ovel v'tisha ba'ov huk shezel ozeh. Again, we come back to the sushtel, which Rav Moshe was not very big a fan of. That we compare tisha b'av.
We
weren't
tilling either.
Exactly. That's why it's a very slippery slope to make the sushtel to ovel to tisha b'av. It's not a perfect combination. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, he thinks that just like on tisha b'av in the morning, we don't say duchening and elokein elokei aviseinu who had din in a base ovel. So it's like the Magen Avraham.
There is an Indian of simcha with Berchus Kohanim, right? Or wasn't duchening.
So why don't we say duchening on Tisha B'Av? It's because of what? Sadness. I'm saying, why don't we?
Well, okay, it's totally in contrast the Mizmikdash.
Okay.
Maybe not opinion, but I'm saying in a base
oval. No, but the Magen Avraham is saying Tisha B'Av was where we started from. We started with Tisha B'Av and we applied base oval to Tisha B'Av, from Tisha B'Av. So I mean, Tisha B'Av was our starting point. So why was it so posh that we don't say Bechas Kainam on Tisha B'Av? And as we know, it's not the right day for brachas, you know, it's not the day for, you know, we don't even greet each other, say shalom, we're going to say, Yivrach Hashem, give each other brachas. It just seems very not in the spirit.
And whatever the din would be, Legavi Birchas Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael would our just saying the
maybe. That's what we're going to get to in a second. So take a look at the Dogam Rivava. Dogam Rivava was the Noid of Yehuda. So the Noid of Yehuda on his commentary to the Sarah Shulchan Aruch, he writes like this. Kasav b'shiyori knesses agdeilah simikuf chavches ba'agoyis b'seisif ois chavav shehinik shloimer elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu in the base oval. He had a practice not to say elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu in the base oval. The timer, what was his reason? Neisha oval einu neisha kapov. Because an oval is not allowed to duchen. So if an oval is not allowed to duchen and he's in the minyan, we skip elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu. L'kach inayim etzloi elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu. Fine. Says the Noid of Yehuda, ulaniz daiti tumua. That's a very big pella. Why? The Imkain, if he divir Ramah b'sim kuf chesiv mem gimel duchol yubeis chodesh ovel and noise kapov. The Ramah writes that an ovel shouldn't duch in all 12 months during his entire mitzvah. Because again, we know that in order to duchen, you have to be b'simcha, which is one of the reasons why the minhag always was that we don't duch, at least Ashkenazim don't duchen outside Eretz Yisrael except for Yontif, because the rest of the week we're not happy. We're all depressed. We're stressed about the economy, so we're never happy, even on Shabbos.
So why in Eretz Yisrael do they say
they're much more simcha in Eretz Yisrael? They're less stressed than Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. When I'm watching Israeli politics, I get more stressed than watching American politics. But okay, based on this. But that's one of the reasons. So it says the Noid of Yehuda, 1 second. So if that's true, so you should never say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu for 12 months, if you follow that logic.
No, so it's not his minion. He happens to be in.
Fine, so any minion where an oval's in for 12 months, you should skip it. Or you should walk out.
Yeah, he should walk out.
So let's see. Like so says the Dogam of Kishiyari Knesset Agdela. The Mabekach Sha'oval Eidon Eise Kapov. What does that mean? The oval doesn't duchen. If he goes up, we're not going to slap him down. We're not going to pull him back, you know, by his belt and say, no, you're not allowed to go. And not only that, if they actually call him up, one of the halachas in Duchening is that the kohen has to be asked to go up. So if you ask him to go, he has to go, says the Dog of Mervava. He's Oyvah Nasei. Kimavor, but Margin Avram. So therefore, says the Mervav, it's no worse than Mincha Yom Kippur. Even though there is no actual Tachanun, we would still say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu. So, but I'm sorry, Duchening. Yeah, right. So therefore, the Dog of Mervav is splitting the two. He's saying Duchening has nothing to do with Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, and he thinks in the Beis Avol you would say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, and the Taka it's Meforish Mishtabur. Mishtabur disagrees. Mishtabur writes number 31: Ein loymer Elokeinu v'Elokeinu Beis Avol. We do not say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu Beis Avol. Kain kasev berheitiv who b'sherkenes agdoila va'af aval kain avsha Dog of Mervav v'choylek alzeh. Even though Dogma Vava argues, we just read it together, says Mr. Brewer, no, not like the Dogma Vava. We talk it, don't say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu in a base Ava. I don't think he makes right. I don't think he makes that here. The Kolbei writes, Birchas Kehanim ain't Eimim Beis Ovel. We skip it. Vayim Besidi Yavitz, V'chein in Eimim Beis Ovel, Im Ayoiz Be'em is Gam Ovel Chayibo, Elosha Minig B'mokim Shenogu Oiker Din Teirim Achash and Echayiv Levarach Kim Ayi Dekri. So he's bothered with the same Kash of Dogam Revava. Why Taka does he exempt everyone? He really is Mechuyiv. So he says, no, Minig trumps it. Ochein, b'mekoymish mispalim beis ovel b'shabbos, but if you're going to daven beis ovel on Shabbos, then for sure you would say it. So halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins against the Dog of Mervavo, that an ovel would say, Mishnah Berurah paskins, you don't say l'keinu v'l'kei v'sein. Let's start the next booklet because it gets even to more important things. So we're going to get to that in this booklet, actually. Let's get to that in this booklet. Okay. So this is Tvila Beis Avol Chelek Beis. This is a little bit more exciting, I think, at least. So let's start off like this. The big shaila is, when they make a minyan of Beis Avol, what do you do with the Sefer Torah? So today it's Mamish not again anymore, because today people carry Sefer Torah like in their back pocket. I know people go on vacation, they take them with them. You show up, you're like, oh yeah, sure, I have a Sefer Torah right here. Like, where'd you bring it? Where'd you get it from? I don't know. It used to be Sefer Torah like kept in the shul. But today people have
it. First of all, they're a lot smaller.
They're smaller, people are writing more than Baruch Hashem. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But I'm all used to be that there was a big question about bringing a Sefer Torah to a Beis Avol. What does he say to do?
Not to say.
Like the Mishnah Berurah. Not like the Dog of Mervavo. Okay?
Except in the house of Mord.
Right. Not like the Dog of Mervavo. So let's take a look. So if you look in the Kolba, he writes, number one, Im Avelim Rotzim B'Sefer Torah K'dei L'Shmaya Kriya Satorah, if the Avelim want, Mutal L'Tatal HaSefer Torah L'Tzacham. You're allowed to move a Sefer Torah for them. So if the Avelim show an interest, and again, I would add, it's not just the Avelim, but those who have to come to the Avos Minyan, meaning the neighbors are not going to show up to the Minyan if there's no Sefer Torah there, but they want to hear laning. So then you're allowed to move it. Umatoiv L'Yachid L'Mokim Choshev. But Oren, you should try to have a nice place for the Sefer Torah. Don't just leave it on a bed somewhere in a bedroom. Ubechol oifin yashkichu shleyeh bezoyin. Make sure there's no bezoyin to the Sefer Torah. So Baruch Hashem today, Misaskim does a beautiful job. They bring you a little Oren. It's like a very, very mechub, very mechubah. But again, people just have to be aware of it that this is Sefer Torah, and you have to be careful in where you keep it.
It doesn't require it to do it three times.
That's what I want to get to. This three time thing.
Did you say that's yes, a made up thing?
Yes. We'll see. It's a machloekis achrein if it's made up. We'll get to that. It's a machloikis if it's made up. We'll get to it, hopefully. So let's see. So it says the Kolboy, V'ayin orchetz chayim simkuf lamid v'ayin b'chudushim b'urim avelus liyachil amokim v'mi'efsher toiv lahavir lefnei akri o lachzir o lachakri. And if you can't, bring the Sefer Torah back and forth. If you can't leave the Sefer Torah there because it's not safe, then bring it back to shul. It's not worth it. It's not worth leaving it in a chas v'shalom at a bad place. Now if you take a look over in the Sefer Kinyan Torah, he quotes from Yaakov Emden. That Yaakov Emden was very against the bringing of the Sefer Torah to shul, to the Beis Avol. He writes, "The Sefer Moruk Tziel Hayayvitz Kasav the Loyafa Oisim." It's not right. It's not right that we take a Sefer Torah from shul and put it in the Beis Avol. V'nafka mina churba. Sometimes bad things happen. People don't treat it properly. It's the play. It's a den. It's the playroom for the kids. And also now for 7 days, it's supposed to be a Sefer Torah there. Doesn't work well. The Yevshel Yizar B'Kavod HaRoi, you can't properly respect it. So therefore, he was against it. So he writes, V'yesh L'tmu Al Mi She'yesh B'yod L'Limchaz V'Eina Moiche. And Yaakov Emden writes, those people who could stop it, better stop it. I mean, all those Rabbanim that have power, they should stop this and tell the Kehil no.
People there shouldn't read.
Or bring it back and forth, like we saw from the Kolbun. But to leave it there.
Do they have a Chiyav if you're in the Beis Avol? Right.
And so that's
there, you don't have a chiv.
So that's the old shaila. If kriyas atayir is a chayv as tibur, so in pashtus you should because you were part of a tibur. You might have to.
Yeah, but the tzibur that you were in didn't lean.
Right, so you definitely have a chiv. Then you probably have
a... I'm confused on that one.
There's a chakira.
The tzibur, they didn't have a chiv.
So then a vadi, the tzibur had a chiv to lean. Why did the tzibur not have a chiv? They just didn't have a chiv. Let's say, for example, you get together and everyone davens on... Again, it's a shayla, it's a difference Monday and Thursday versus the Shabbos. It might be a difference. Could be, we spoke about this once before.
Everybody
has
to go home, lane, and do
Bahurah. Exactly right. So it's hard to get people to show up. But he writes over here, V'yesh v'nisalma mehem halocha arucha b'yardeya. There's halacha in your day. It's a shafil bebeis av bezin v'nasi shemes av b'shatziba chayav nespar sham lechvoidi ein rashayim lohavi sevet toyer l'sham. The ein moitziyin sevet toyer likas ba arayu l'shaviyavim nami arayu. Tanib Yaakov Emden, he thinks it's mamsh against halacha. This idea of transferring a sevet toyer for 7 days is incorrect. Let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Zer rakish mevim sevet toyer beis haknesses b'shas akriyav akach mezinos beis haknesses. Avol mevim oisim mikoydim aminichin oisim ba'aron. If you take it and you leave it in a respectable place, no problem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the minig is read from it 3 times. That makes it that it's not just like a flyby, it's established. Then it's not a bizoyin the fact that you took it out of shul. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're going to move the Sefer Torah, and you're going to read from it less than 3 times, that's considered bizoyin. So this is where the 3 time came from.
What's the three?
Chazakah, something. So now...
Didn't we once bring down, it's like the same thing with the 3 Tanaisim? I remember you once saying the...
So we'll get to it, Bli Neder, not tonight, because it's late already. Ibsham Zalman had a thing that there's 3 famous 3s that are all wrong, that there's no basis for it. So one of them we had a whole shiur on, that you have to fast 3 Tanaisim before you bar bas mitzvah. So that we debunked a while ago. So Ibsham Zalman says this 3 is also not true. The problem is there is an Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know how Rishon Zalman just goes like that. Now, Aruch HaShulchan sounds pretty clear.
Is it different though whether you're taking it from shul or whether you're taking it from your house?
It sounds like if you're taking it from a place where it's supposed to be. I mean, like from the mokum where it's supposed to be. I wonder if you can argue that today, since we leave the Sefer Torah in such a nice place in the house, even less than 3 times, it's not a bizayon.
I think a lot of discusses a guy in jail.
That's right. That's the whole sugi over there. Right? Correct. So if you take a look very quickly, we'll just start this. No, if you look in the Rivos Ephraim, he writes, "Uleinyan mashenogu shloi letaltol sevitoyim mimakom amakom elam yukein gubal gimel pamim." Says Rabbi Ephraim Greenberg, where did this minute come from that people will not move a sevitoyra unless they? Now the problem is a base oval. You're not going to get 3 times. Only if you're doing mincha. It's only if you're doing a Shabbos mincha minyan. If you're not doing a Shabbos, which a lot of people come to shul on Shabbos, so a lot of people are makbid, they bedavka make a minyan on Shabbos, they get the 3. The question: should you make yourself crazy for the 3? So Ephraim Greenblatt says, "Shemati b'shem Hagen Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita." He says he heard from Rav Moshe, "Sha'av she'in leminig zem mikor mevurah lahalacha." Even though there's no great source, mikom mokem roi lahachzik ba mishum kaveratayr. Rav Moshe was a very big advocate for this. Rav Moshe held that you should be makbid to not move a sefer Torah unless you're going to use it 3 times. So if you're going to take a sefer Torah on a vacation trip with you, you got to make sure you use it 3 times. So it gets a little tricky.
Long vacation.
Right. Make sure it's a long vacation.
Make sure you do it. That you're moving it with you, which makes no sense based on the reason.
What do you mean?
Normally he wants it to be
bikvi. Right. So let's say it's bikvi. It's in my house. I have a beautiful aron where it's not in the kids' playroom. Again, if a guy has a sefer Torah in his house, it's a big achrayis. You got to make sure you leave it in a very mukhobedik way. You know, these house minyanim that people have with sefer Torah, you know, it's very nice. Sometimes you walk in, there's the big screen TV, right next to it's the aron. Something about that doesn't sit right with me. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
The use of the Torah after the
Shas
Kriya, or can you use it to learn from?
Right. It sounds like it should be in the capacity of a Kriya Sat Torah. So very quickly, if you look in the Sefer LaTorah V'Ohira, that same journal, he quotes Rav Moshe, "Noigim is manenu shechol beis ovel oisim minyan l'chol atvilos b'chol u'meivin Sefer Torah l'sham avol makpidim sheyikru sham sholish kriyas." You should be makbid to read it 3 times. This is Rav Moshe L'shitase. Rav Moshe held that if you're going to take a Sefer Torah, you have to read it 3 times. Okay, but then the next week, we'll see if Shlomo Zalman totally disagreed. Shlomo Zalman thought absolutely not.
But didn't the Rebbe affirm Greenblatt say from Rav Moshe you don't
need him? No, he said Rav Moshe said you do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, but
Rav Moshe said, "Shaaf shem b'lemin zemekor ma'am." Do it. Cover that Torah. So Mr. Shem, next week we'll get into some of the other nikudas about tefillah in the base of.
Somebody saw him by